Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today, the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is in the Business Spotlight. And we welcome you into another edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. On today's program, we'll talk with four special guests about the Chamber's Fire Accelerator program. And we'll begin with our first guest, Lalit Gautam, CEO and founder of Sensegrass. Lalit, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. We'll start by having you tell our listeners a little bit about what your business does and also discuss your team that helps your business thrive.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us today. I'm Lalit. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Sensegrass. Sensegrass is a soil intelligence platform. We help agro companies to reduce the excessive chemical fertilizers and the carbon in the food production. So in a simple word, we help them to grow higher and healthier food for all of us. And if I go slightly deeper into the product side is that, you know, what's happening under the soil is a mystery for everyone. And that leads to the use of excessive fertilizers and carbon again and again and again. And it's accumulated and leads to many other problems, right? And so we have designed and developed a product. It's a full-spec solution, which comes in a combination of a patented soil sensor and an AI agronomic SaaS platform that process multiple data points from the multiple data source and giving a very personalized AI-based recommendations to the corporates. These people are growing the food for us.
Lalit, your company has an incredible mission. The food scarcity issue that Sensegrass is looking to help rectify has become a major problem globally. Where did the brainstorm idea to address this issue come from?
Let me go a few years back to my life. I born and grew up in India. You know, I'm an Indian guy. And I grew up between the farms, like, you know, the family farms back in India. So I'm a third generation farmer. I have seen this industry very closely when I was in India. And of course, like, you know, now in US and before US, I've lived and worked in the several part of the world. And I got a chance to work with the different stakeholders from the food industry, right? So there was a couple of the questions that came in my mind, you know, before I've started Sensegrass, that this is one of the biggest industry. Like, food is something that will remain unusual in our life. Like, no matter if you are in COVID or in a war, the food will remain food, right? But being one of the largest industry, it depends very much on the traditional approaches, you know, the traditional practices. And if you see the data of USDA and the similar organization, right, we won't be able to feed the entire population by 2030. So the lengths are getting smaller and the climate change making the impact on our food system. So what we need is, we need to find a new innovative solution to grow the food in a very limited resources and in a very efficient way. So I think the connection, my personal connection, my experience as a you know, work with a different stakeholder in the food industry. And the third one is my background. I'm a doctor of pharmaceutical. I've studied pharmaceutical for 5 years and then MBA. So I think that's the degree and the education also gave me a kind of a very clear thought process that, hey, this is something you should definitely do.
What are your plans for the future of your business, both in 2022 and beyond?
Yeah, so I think the last 1.5 years was very, very crucial for us, right? It came, like, a lot of people has asked us, hey, what was the COVID impact on your business? And I always said, like, you know, this is the best blessing in disguise for us, because people have realized the importance of the automation of the food industry, or I would say the automation of the agriculture industry, which is a very manual and labor intensive industry. And that leads to a lot of the clients approach to us. You know, the largest, biggest clients in the agro corporate world have reached out to us, and then they have, like, they were very curious, like, what exactly you do and how do you do? And I think this is something we're going to take it forward in 2022 as well, where we going to focus on some of the important things in the next year. That the first thing is the product development. We're working on our product development and making it more advanced and efficient to use by these different stakeholders. The second thing is that we have oversubscribed with the sales booking. We have some of the large corporates in our wait list, which we're going to do the deployment in the next crop season. And of course, going for a Series A round in 2020 as well for the SenseCross. So these are some important plants. But again, there's a lot of discoveries going to be happen, a lot of interaction with the farmers, and these kind of agro corporate is going to be the part of the 2022 strategy.
It certainly sounds like an incredible venture that you're involved in. The possibilities seem endless for your business. Do you agree with that assessment?
Exactly. I think as I mentioned earlier, the food industry, you know, is one of the largest industry, and it's not going anywhere, right? So, and I think being in this industry, definitely there's a lot of huge scope to work with on a different problems as well as with the different stakeholders. So yeah, we're working on that.
Lalit, describe your experience with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnerships Accelerator Program so far.
Sure. So I think this accelerator has been a very, very great asset for us, especially for me as an individual, but overall for the company as well. I think we have been into other accelerator as well in the past, but this is a very different concept, I would say, right? It's a very, very focused program. You know, not too much kind of content and workshop, you know, offering to the founders, because they know founders doing something in the company. So there's a lot of great connections. So I'll break down this experience in two, three important points, right? The first point, important point, is the right connections. They have almost connection with almost all the people in that segment, especially from us. In my company, I think we're looking for the agricultural, even the lake, you know, a lake department, and of course the climate, you know, environmental and climate department as well. So they have made some of the best, connections for us from the government side, from the private companies, as well as, you know, the other production facilities as well. The second important side is the content of the workshops, right? They, as I mentioned, they have a very, very, very well-balanced content and workshop. This is what the founders require. Not too much, not too less. A perfect balance. And of course, like, you know, they are also offering you the initial funding as well, which is definitely a very useful tool for any startup like us. But I think the most important, like the long-term kind of support, what they're going to offer us. For example, like now we have made some connection, and we're planning to do some of the pilots with the Department of Lake of Erie, and also the, you know, Department of Agriculture in the Erie Council. So in a long story short, the experience has been incredible for us.
From the outside looking in, it appears to be the perfect support tool, because it can help you make the connections that you may not have the time to pursue as a startup.
Exactly. I think exactly. And this is the reason I've told you, like, you know, this is a very different program. They gave you what exactly you want. So for example, they have connected to the governments, you know, the councils, and, you know, the different state department as well, which we never got a chance to make any of these connection in these departments. So it's like, you know, in the top of the hierarchy, they have made the connections, like the top shots of the people. And even these people are very, very much willing to help you. You know, they are not like, hey, we will like send us the deck, we will see you. No, they are like literally saying, you know, on your face that, hey, we'll definitely, there is a synergies, we will work on it.
Lalit, it has been a pleasure to speak with you today. We wish you nothing but success moving forward. Your company is on the ground floor of something that can be amazing.
Thanks for having us, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
And now we'll move on to our next set of guests on this edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership as we continue to discuss their accelerator program. Kim Pendergrass and Rose Fine, co-founders of Algeon Materials. And this question is directed at either one of you, or if you both want to chime in, go ahead. But tell us a little bit about what your business does, and also give us some insight into your team that has helped your business grow so far.
So we're creating a biodegradable replacement for traditional plastics that is made of all organic materials, including seaweed. So we've got a diverse team. It's myself. I've worked in new product introduction as both an engineer and on the product management side. Kim has really worked in small business marketing, business development, from early stage startups through acquisition. And the third member of our team, Jose, is a polymer scientist. So we really complement each other, keep each other honest, and make sure that we're making something that people really care about and that we can do technically.
Kim, I'll direct this question toward you. I spent some time on your website. Where did the original idea come from? Because it's a very cool concept. And why is it your passion to grow Algeon materials?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Rose and I met in an MBA program down at UC San Diego, and it's a two-year program. And when we first entered, we both were really interested in starting our own businesses. And so we started talking to each other. And through another cohort member of ours, we got introduced to the idea of kelp farming. Now, I'm from the Pacific Northwest. Rose is from the Northeast, and we did not know much about kelp farming. So as we looked into it and started to learn more, we were less interested about farming kelp as a career, which is actually extremely difficult to do here in California, but we were really interested in what kelp can be used for and where we could fit into the supply chain. And, you know, being young professionals who are interested in caring about the environment and about our impact, making an alternative to plastic just seemed like a really natural fit. And I mean, who isn't passionate about our environment today?
Kim, some of the statistics that are quoted on your website are eye-opening, and a lot of people in the general public might not be aware of those stats in regards to recycling.
No, it is crazy. And so I think maybe some of the ones you're talking about is that 90% of petroleum-based plastics today aren't actually recycled. And as somebody who grew up in Oregon, that was really surprising to me. I mean, I remember the recycling bins. We had to sort cardboard and glass and different types of plastic. And so to hear that, you know, in some parts of the U.S., that was just all ending up in a landfill was really disheartening. And then on top of it, you know, these plastics can take up to 500 years to degrade. And that is an incredible amount of time when you start to think about it.
Wow, 500 years to degrade. That is an incredible stat. Let's transition now to what your plans for the future for Algeon Materials is in both 2022 and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in a prototype phase today. So we've made a handful of what we're considering proof of concept and products. But we're really looking to scale that up and prove out that we can mass manufacture end products. So what we're looking to do over the next 6 months is really prove, hey, here's the exact machines that we can use. Here's the exact settings. Here's a mold that works. And we can make not hundreds of these things, but hundreds of millions of end products. Yeah.
Earlier in the show, I stated to Lilith from Sensegrass, and I have to say the same thing about your company, Rose and Kim. Considering how high the rate of plastic usage is in the U.S., the possibilities for Algeon Materials are endless, aren't they?
Yeah, we feel that way as we evaluate the different markets and the different spaces that we could play in. Plastics are used in so many applications. It's really exciting to be a part of that.
I feel like it's also one of those things, when you start looking for it, you start seeing it everywhere. So I remember when Mini Coopers, the little car, became such a big deal. The movie The Italian Job had come out, and I started seeing them everywhere. Now that I'm focused in on plastics, it's the exact same thing. You know, I would challenge anybody who's listening to go ahead and walk through the grocery store, and you'll just be amazed how much plastic you see everywhere.
Another question for both Rose and Kim. What has your experience been like with the Chamber's Accelerator program to this point?
Yeah, I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. So Rose and I were really excited to find this accelerator program with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. So we knew that we needed to get ourselves back in the Pennsylvania area because this is really the plastics manufacturing capital of the U.S., and so this fire accelerator program just felt like such a natural fit with the focus on sustainability in manufacturing. What I can tell you is that Jordan and everybody at the chamber has been great to work with. The business community is incredibly warm and welcoming and very supportive. And we have been infinitely impressed by the level of expertise held in the community and the surrounding area.
I could not agree more. So yeah, absolutely. We've been really surprised with the level of connection and the instant bonds to kind of help work things out. Let me introduce you to these folks. Let's talk about this. So we've been really, really happy that we fell into this community and we love the area.
From a support tool standpoint, the chamber has a wealth of contacts and information available, which can be crucial for a startup business. From that aspect, the Fire Accelerator program has to be a perfect match for your company.
Oh, it totally is. And, you know, one thing Rose and I were talking about is the degrees of separation, right? It feels like whenever we need help or pointed in a specific direction, we are just one connection away. And that is such a great feeling to know that we have that resource available.
Rose and Kim, we really appreciate your time and thanks for coming on the program and telling our listeners what Algae on Materials is all about. Is there anything we didn't cover or anything that you would like local Erie business owners to know about in regards to Algae on Materials or even something about the Chamber's Fire Accelerator program that we didn't get a chance to cover?
Yeah, that is a great question. So some things that we would like, you know, the business community in Erie to know is that we're really excited about solving this problem. Plastic pollution is a huge problem that we're facing on a global level. And, you know, there's going to be a ton of solutions. We feel that we're one of them. And anybody who feels like that they can help us towards that mission or want to be a part of that, we would like to meet them. So please get in contact with us. I would recommend they head over to our website, algeonmaterials.com, or they could also look us up on LinkedIn. And of course, the Chamber is always a great resource. If you start with them, they will point you in our direction.
It's time now to bring on our final guest for this month's edition of Business Spotlight with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. And that guest is Sasha Aritsky, the CEO of Enmodes. Sasha, thanks for taking the time to join us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Enmodes is and also talk about your team that helps Enmodes thrive?
Right. So Enmodes is a conversational AI platform for customer experience and user engagement. So it's an AI that helps people to receive customer service in natural language. Furthermore, the same AI helps businesses and business teams to create more efficient interactions with their customers because our AI helps these teams connect to the data sources in natural language. So the business teams now, they need to be less technical and it makes it easier for them to get information that is required to provide better customer service.
Sasha, could you cite some examples as to how your product would be beneficial to a local business?
So there are two examples, two main use cases that we are involved in. So the first use case involves the need for businesses to scale their customer experience, yet keep it personal. So essentially, it's a B2C type of situation, B2C type of environment, where businesses, they have a huge number of customers or end users or visitors, and each one of them, they obviously would like to receive a personal service, whether it's a sales or lead generation or customer service. And our conversational AI enables just that. So it understands natural language, it provides personal experience, and because it knows the business, it is able to actually provide useful, helpful experience to the customers. So that's the first use case. The second use case, it's a little bit more complicated. It involves the modern technologies. So lots of products today, they are technically advanced. So both end users, and the end users here could be business teams or could be those who use these products. So the end users, humans, they need to be technically educated in order to use this product. So we're talking about financial solutions, right? Or insurance, or in manufacturing. So all these products and systems, they require high technical knowledge. So for businesses, they need to educate those who are going to use this product. We make this process simpler. So we're able to convert that technical data that is required to operate these systems into simple natural language, so that suddenly, as a user, you don't need to know all these technical details. You can express yourself in natural language, and we'll do the rest. So that's the second use case.
Where did the original idea for Nmodes come from?
Nmodes is a conversational AI company, and conversational AI deals with natural language. So the original idea came from our ability to understand natural language. So me and my founder realized that we actually know how language works, and we know it probably better than many others. And so we realized that we can use our understanding of how language works to create an efficient product, a truly powerful AI system that does what I explained.
Sasha, we've asked this question to our previous guests, and we'll ask it to you as well. What does the future hold for Nmodes in both 2022 and beyond?
So 2022, the next year, and the end of this year, we've been lucky. We were chosen to be part of Jordan's program, the FIRE Accelerator. And it's an amazing program that opens the U.S. market for us. Essentially, we're able now to accelerate our involvement and our engagement with U.S.-based customers. And so our immediate goal is to use this opportunity that FIRE Accelerator provided to us and establish ourselves in the U.S. market. More strategically, longer term, our plan is to become the world leader in conversational AI services for businesses. So what we have today in conversational AI, so we all know solutions like Google Home and Amazon Alexa, right? This is a conversational AI solution. The difference is that these two solutions, they're absolutely excellent, but they are for consumer market. So essentially, it's a one-size-fits-all generic solution for the entire world. What we're doing is we're providing similar type of capabilities, but for each business. So Alexa today, even though it knows a lot, it will have difficulty understanding, for example, your business inventory. This is exactly where we plan in. So we're able to come to each business, quickly understand the specifics of that business, which means quickly connect to the business data sources, whatever they are, and provide natural language capabilities, just like Alexa does, to consumers. So we're planning to become the world leader in providing AI capabilities to businesses.
How has the Chamber's FIRE Accelerator program impacted both yourself and Nmodes as a company?
So we haven't been involved in many accelerators, but we actually do know how they work. And I've been really surprised by the uniqueness of this particular accelerator. And the main important feature for me is Jordan and the team, they have this personal touch. I don't know where it came from, but they really invest time and effort into helping. And they actually, they want to know what are our needs and what kind of help we need. So typically, from what I know, other accelerators, they have a specific program and they just kind of dump it on you regardless of whether you need that type of information and that type of counsel or not. So with Jordan and his team, it's personal and therefore it's efficient and it delivers the help exactly where we need. And also they managed to give this personal touch and kind of make us feel very warm and welcome. And that creates this unique experience kind of and desire to kind of to work better. So in that sense, we are lucky to be part of that, as I mentioned before. And that's indeed how we feel.
Sasha, we've discussed the support tool aspect of the Fire Accelerator program with our previous guests. Besides being that aforementioned support tool, what are some other thoughts that you have about how important this program is to a startup business?
It also, in my opinion, it a little bit depends on what the goals of Accelerator are. And in many cases, the majority of accelerators, essentially, they just a bridge between the VCs, right, and the startups. And in this case, I think the goal is slightly different. It is to help the community. And I think that's so much better. And that's how it should be. This effort that the Fire Accelerator puts into startups actually stems from the desire to develop the community. And we feel that, and we want to help the community, and we want to be part of that community in a sense. And so that's, I think, it's so much more efficient, so much better than a typical accelerator.
Sasha, we thank you very much for joining us and for your contribution to the program today. It's been fascinating to talk to all of these startup companies, and some great information has been shared with our listeners today. Is there anything that we didn't cover about NModes, things that you would like to present to the business owners in our community that listen to our programs?
So I would say this. So AI in general, it's a complicated thing. And at the same time, AI is something that everybody knows about, everybody is familiar with, and everybody kind of wants to be involved. And so there is this interest and excitement on one hand, and the complexity on the other hand. So businesses, especially B2C businesses, they all want to have conversational AI. I know that because I talk to, I don't know, probably already thousands of them. And so on one hand, they want to have conversational AI. At the same time, they're kind of afraid, and understandably so. So the one thing I want to tell businesses is talk to us. Just, it's absolutely free just to ask questions and to get basic information about how conversational AI works, what are the solutions on the market, and what could be the best solution for you. And no commitment, no fees. We're happy to provide this information and educate. And so use this opportunity and do that.
And Sasha, real quick, before we wrap up the program, where is the best place to get some information about NModes and how to reach you?
All the traditional ways. So there is website, nmods.com, nmods.com. There are obviously, there is social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. And obviously we have on our website, we have our conversational AI, so you can use that.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the business spotlight.